Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and the regulations which you must ensure you carry out in the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you to take possession of, for all the days you live on the land. You will completely destroy all the places where the nations which you dispossess served their gods, on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every luxuriant tree. And you will demolish their altars, and break up their statues, and burn their phallic parks with fire, and you will cut up the idols of their gods, and eradicate their name from that place. You will not do so to the Lord your God, but in the place which the Lord your God has chosen, from all your tribes, to establish his name there, you will seek his dwelling, and you will go there. And you will bring your burnt offerings there, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your oxen and your flocks. And you will eat there before the Lord your God, and you will rejoice in everything you turn your hand to, you and your households, because the Lord your God will bless you. You shall not do anything that we are doing here today, each man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For up to now you have not come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. But you will cross the Jordan, and you will dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. And he will give you rest from all your enemies round about, and you will dwell in safety. And it will come to pass that you will bring everything that I command you to the place where the Lord your God has chosen to have his name seated. Your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and your whole selection of vows which you make to the Lord. And you will rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, and your men servants and your maid servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no part or inheritance with you. Be on your guard not to offer your burnt offerings in any arbitrary place you see, but in the place that the Lord chooses, in the territory of one of your tribes. There you will offer your burnt offerings, and there you will perform everything that I command you. However, for everything your soul desires, you may sacrifice and eat meat as a blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you within any of your gates. The unclean and the clean may eat it, if it is such as the gazelle and the roebuck. But you shall not consume the blood. You will pour it out on the ground like water. You shall not be able to eat within your gates the tithe of your corn, or your new wine, or your new oil, or the firstlings of your oxen, or your sheep, or any of your vows which you have made, or your freewill offerings, or the heave offering of your hand. But you will eat it before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses, you and your son and your daughter, and your manservant and your maidservant, and the Levite who is within your gates. And you will rejoice before the Lord your God in everything you turn your hand to. Be on your guard not to forsake the Levite all your days on your land. When the Lord your God widens your territory, as he has said to you, and you say, I will eat meat, for your being longs to eat meat, then every time your being so longs, you shall eat meat. If the place which the Lord your God has chosen to establish his name is too far for you, then you will sacrifice animals from your oxen and your sheep, which the Lord has given you, as I have commanded you, and you will eat within your gates whatever your being desires. But as the gazelle and the roebuck are eaten, so shall you eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat them alike. But be steadfast not to consume the blood, for the blood is the soul, and you shall not consume the soul with the meat. You shall not consume it, you must pour it out on the ground like water. You shall not consume it, so that things go well for you and your sons after you, for you will do what is upright in the eyes of the Lord. But as for the holy things which you have, and your vows, you shall take them and come to the place which the Lord has chosen. And you shall perform your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. and the blood of your sacrifices will be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, whereas you may eat the meat. Ensure you obey all these things which I am commanding you, so that it goes well with you and with your sons after you age abidingly, that you do what is good and upright in the eyes of the Lord your God. For the Lord your God will cut off the nations to which you are going, to dispossess them at your advance, and you will dispossess them, and you will dwell in their land. Be on your guard not to be ensnared into following them, after they have been destroyed in front of you, and not to seek their gods, saying, "How these nations served their gods! So I too will do likewise." You shall not do likewise to the Lord your God, for they did for their gods everything that is an abomination to the Lord, things which he hates, for they even burnt their sons and their daughters with fire for their gods. As regards the whole injunction which I am commanding you, you will ensure you carry it out. You shall not add to it, and you shall not take anything from it.